Ezekiel 33. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and tell them, When I bring the sword on a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them and set him for their watchman, if when he sees the sword come on the land he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and doesn't take warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and didn't take warning, his blood shall be on him. But if the watchman sees the sword come and doesn't blow the trumpet and the people aren't warned, and the sword comes and takes away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require of the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have set you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. When I tell the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, if you don't speak to warn the wicked man from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and he doesn't turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. So we are like the watchman. We have the power to give, as it were, life and death to people, in that we can say to people, look, if you change your ways and accept the Lord Jesus, you will live forever. And if you don't, you're going to die and in the end stay dead forever. Now, if we don't tell people that and they don't come to salvation, then it is going to be our fault. If they hear the message but do nothing about it, then that's their fault. So you see what a great responsibility we have to preach the gospel. Because if we don't share it with people, how are they going to hear? We have a responsibility. You, son of man, tell the house of Israel, thus you speak, saying, Our transgressions and our sins are on us, and we pine away in them. How then can we live? Tell them, As I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why will you die, house of Israel? So, God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. It's not as if God is looking at sinful people saying, well, yeah, I would just love to punish you for what you've done to me and all the sin you've committed. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. By character, by nature, God wants to save us. God is all about salvation. And the Hebrew name of Jesus, Yahushua, means Yah's salvation. He gave his son so that we might be saved. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but Ezekiel was one of the first to go into captivity, and he's with the first group of captives, and he's trying to preach to them, and they're saying to him, now we've sinned so much, nothing can change. And he's saying, no, you can change, and you can repent. God doesn't want you to die. You, son of man, tell the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not save him in the day of his disobedience, and as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turns from his wickedness, neither shall he who is righteous be able to live thereby in the day that he sins. When I tell the righteous that he shall surely die, if he trusts to his righteousness and commit iniquity, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered, but in his iniquity that he has committed, therein shall he die. Again, when I say to the wicked, You shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that which he took by robbery, walk in the statutes of life, committing no iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he's committed shall be remembered against him. He's done that which is lawful and right. He shall live. Yet the children of your people say, The way of the Lord is not fair, but as for them, their way is not fair. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall even die therein. When the wicked turns from his wickedness and does that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. So if somebody lives a good life but then turns away at the end, they won't be saved. And likewise, if somebody lives a wicked life but then repents at the end, they will be saved. So it just shows you've got to endure to the end. As Jesus said, he that endures to the end shall be saved. So it's not a case of once saved, always saved. Oh yeah, once I said I believed in Jesus, that's it. Whatever I do now, I can't possibly lose my salvation. That's what some people teach. That's not right. Because we should be able to say, if Jesus comes right now, or if I die right now, I will be in God's kingdom. I'll be saved. That is the good news of the kingdom. But we cannot say that, yeah, whatever happens in the future, I'll be saved. Because we may turn away from our faith. This is one of the saddest things, to see somebody who has done a lot of good then turning away in their old age. And I think that that's why we have got to keep on keeping on. This is what the real spiritual life is about. Keeping on until the end. And this also gives a lot of meaning to old age. That it's not as if the race is finished and it's all over and done. You can relax. No. We have got to keep running the race to the end. And that's why we should respect people who all their lives have kept running the race and in their old age have not turned away. It happened in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one who had escaped out of Jerusalem came to me, saying, "The city has been struck." Now the hand of Yahweh had been upon me the evening before the fugitive came, and he had opened my mouth by the time the man came to me in the morning. So my mouth was opened, and I was no longer dumb. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "Son of man, they who inhabit those waste places in the land of Israel speak, saying, 'Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many. The land is given us for inheritance.' Therefore tell them, 'Thus says the Lord Yahweh, you eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes to your idols, and shed blood. Shall you possess the land? You rely on your sword, you work abomination, and every one of you defiles his neighbor's wife. Shall you possess the land? You shall tell them, 'Thus says the Lord, as I live, surely those who are in the waste places shall fall by the sword, and him who is in the open field will I give to the animals to be devoured. And I will make the land a desolation and an astonishment. The pride of her power shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate.'" So, the city has fallen. And of course, all the exiles are really sad. Oh, no, Jerusalem's fallen. Because Ezekiel went into captivity before the city had actually fallen. After he went into captivity, Zedekiah was still the king, and Jeremiah was pleading with Zedekiah to repent, and the Babylonians were surrounding the city. And now the news has come that it has fallen. And Ezekiel's response is maybe not what the people wanted to hear. He says, basically, yeah, and this happened because you sinned. And even those who aren't in Jerusalem are also going to suffer. They're not going to escape. So often it comes that we have to say that which is not popular to people. Not to be rude, but to actually tell people what we know they don't want to hear, but which is there in the Bible. And it's very difficult to do that. So Ezekiel's a great example that he does do it. "As for you, son of man, the children of your people talk of you by the walls and in the doors of the houses, speaking one to another, each one to his brother, saying, 'Please come and hear, what is the word that comes forth from Yahweh?' They come to you as the people come, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but don't do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their gain. Behold, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they don't do them." So they were willing to listen to Ezekiel's message that, yeah, we're sinners, yep, yep. But it was just like listening to a song that you only half listen to. They didn't really take the words into their hearts, because it says their heart goes after their gain. Although they were exiles, they were able to make money and they were able to have businesses and they were just obsessed with that. And that's the thing, people get so obsessed with their business and their way of life and making money and getting a better life that the words of God himself that come to them, they consider to be unimportant. And that's the tragedy of how people are today as they were in Ezekiel's time. And we've got to be different, really different, and be humble and sensitive to God's word and really go out and do it.